Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. I recently had a conversation with a young man who had just completed his first 6 months of work in a new business. He's very personable. He's very intelligent. He seemed to be catching on quickly and well in his new job. But he was very frustrated because he felt he was so far behind everybody else. He wants to know everything that everybody else knows, and he gets upset with himself when he doesn't know the answers to some questions. He really gets upset with himself if he makes a mistake that he believes that he should have known better, but nobody maybe has taught him the right way yet. All he really wants to do is do his job right and to do it well. But he feels like he's failing because he's not nearly as good as everyone else in the job. He's not alone. There are many of us who face that problem almost every day in our lives. We look at the people around us and we see people more successful than we are, people who are able to make things happen better and more differently than we can. They seem to handle stress or problems in a different way and a better way than we do. And so we get down on ourselves because we don't think we're as good as they are, and there must be something wrong with us because we can't handle it, and we are feeling overwhelmed much of the time. The Bible is full of powerful teaching reminding us of who we are, that we are children of God, that we are part of His family, that we are called for a specific purpose, that God wants to work with us and through us, that God will never leave or forsake us. On and on again, the Bible tells us that we are special because we are part of God's family. But the Bible also talks about making sure that we don't compare ourselves with others. There are a couple places that talk about it, but the one I want to look at is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, "Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else." And the key for us to accomplish that is very simply do what we know is the right thing that we need to do. Stop comparing with one another. Stop looking at what the other people are accomplishing, particularly if their job is different than yours, or if their family is different, or if they're working in a different place. Stop comparing to the people around you. You are unique, and your job is unique to you. So the call of God in your life is to simply do what you've been called to do where you are and to do it to the best of your ability. Don't compare yourself to someone else. I'm going to share a story with you about an eagle that might help you understand this idea a little bit more. A man found an eagle's egg and put it in the nest of a barnyard hen. The eaglet hatched with a brood of chicks and grew up with them. All his life, the eagle did what the barnyard chicks did, thinking he was a barnyard chicken. He scratched the earth for worms and insects, he clucked and cackled, and he would thrash his wings and fly a few feet into the air. Years passed, and the eagle grew very old, and one day he saw a magnificent bird high above him in the cloudless sky. It glided in graceful majesty amongst the powerful wind currents, with scarcely a beat of its strong golden wings. The old eagle looked up in awe. "Who's that?" he asked. "That's an eagle, the king of the birds," said his neighbor. "He belongs to the sky. We belong to the earth. We're chickens." So the eagle lived and died a chicken, for that's what he thought he was. We all need to remember that we are children of the king. We are a part of God's family, that He is our Heavenly Father, and that He has a plan for each one of our lives. He will encourage us and He will guide us to be able to accomplish exactly what He wants in us. We need to stop comparing ourselves to the people around us and to consult our Heavenly Father more and more and listen to what He says as He guides and directs us to become and be exactly what we are to become. Thank you for joining us today, and I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.